3527.
Is that with the garage?
Adjusted is garage.
Just do one note and switch it back.
And this total appraisal is one of the lower ones in the area, in that neighborhood, so. Even with the pool.
Can you take the land value off for a second?
And again, this is one of the first neighborhoods you've got to in Branson as far as reassessment this year.
I thought you were looking at her.
No, obviously, I'm sorry, I was talking to you.
We've done several in Branson, we just haven't gotten to all of them.
Okay. But Branson Hills in particular has been here this year. They haven't been.
This is one of the ones we got this year.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, this isn't the only neighborhood we've done in Branson. I know we've done all of T Highway, we've done, what other ones did you say?
I think you did Point, but they didn't have the value increases, like 9%.
Saddle Brook, Walnut Shade, I believe.
Okay.
And the value increases on this neighborhood was because we've not been out there in a long time. And so there's, a lot of things happened in that time, and we wanted to make sure they were assessed correctly. So one person that assessed this area did all the houses so that we were giving the same overall appraisal also in that whole neighborhood. Now, he might have taken somebody with him, the whole tape or something, but again, you've got one of my better appraisers, and he actually lived in your neighborhood and just sold.
We did get reassessed there in '23 as well.
You appealed in '23?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It was a more reasonable.
Yeah, and we, I mean, I gave you that explanation, obviously, because I want you to, I wish that, you know, we had some more hard and fast rules from the legislature, like you can't go up, you know, I mean, they've done some tax relief for senior citizens at this point, where they freeze them at a certain level or something along those lines, but we don't really have a way to deal with properties that they haven't gotten to, that they got to now, and there's been a big jump. We don't really have as much, you know, as a board.
And the statute does say if it goes up more than 15%, the assessor must actually have boots on the ground and has to actually be out there reassessing it, taking all the pictures, you know, measurements, that kind of thing, which we have done.
Yeah, I mean, she's corrected me, that is true, Jill, so.
Okay.
But if the, does the board have any other questions on this one?
I don't.
Do you think there's any, I don't know that we have any evidence that the value is above market, correct? There's not any evidence the value is above market?
Correct.
Okay. So we got a percentage change here, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But do we have anything else?
No.
Than in this one?
Without sold comps. So are we going to have everyone's property go up 34%? I mean, this, I'm just asking because we're going to have a lot of people that's going to be in trouble, right?
I think all those ones in the, in that neighborhood there would have gotten their increase, is that correct?
Everybody, if something changed, then they got an increase, but as you know, everything did go down from the 2.58 index down to the 2.4, so.
Okay, does this figure that she got on her card?
Her card would have been higher, like I said, those numbers went out before I did the decrease, so.
Is the correct value 405,130, or is it less than that?
It's on the P-Val.
It looks like.
It's 451,790, but whenever you pull up the impact notice from Ulrich now, it updates to what it is, so that's not exactly.
So on our sheet, it's showing 405,130.
Yeah.
So that's a $50,000 difference.
Is that what?
I Is it 451 or is it 405?
It's 451,790 in the system.
So the total up there is 405,130 at the top of the screen.
Yeah, 451 is what you got on the impact notice, correct?
No, it was the 451.
So it is at 451?
451 is what the impact notice said.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So our number's wrong that they put here.
This is the number that's on the front page.
But it doesn't change the answers because that's the impact notice they got.
It is.
Okay. All right, I was just curious.
We've seen increases all throughout the county, and a lot of them are a lot more extreme than 35%.
Do you have any other comments from the board?
No, sir.
Okay, do you have anything else that you'd like to share?
I do not.
As much as we'd like to help you, I'm not sure that we can today. If the value is within the values, it's not over the value of your property. As to BOE 417, I would make a motion we deny change in value. Is there a second?
I'm struggling with it.
I'm sorry.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
I'm going to abstain.
Aye. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
And you'll get a decision within a couple of days.
And then you go to the state, right?
And then you can go to the state tax commission. And we'd love it if the legislature would, you know, give us some more rules on that, but there's not really a lot we can do as a board.
We'll work on that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
The sit in that area is kind of rough on people. I mean, I get the increase, but yeah, the attack on the city gets a little rough.
It's tough, but I mean, they only give you guys so much manpower as well, so I mean, there's just the reality of the situation.
Can I ask for a short recess?
Absolutely. We'll be in recess.